Yes.
Yes, sir.
Another episode.
Another episode.
Coffee and Cash Flow with Steven.
And Anthony.
Anthony, the world is in need of us, apparently.
They really do. Cancel culture is real.
Cancel culture.
Well, I'm just praying that they don't try and cancel our show.
Right.
Because we got some hot topics today.
Boy, if y'all only knew what we really want to say.
Really want to say.
Right. So we're going to give you the modified version.
We're going to give you the PG version.
This is the PG version of what we want to say. And I want you folks, this is your first time listening to Coffee and Cash Flow. I'm going to say, where have you been?
Yeah.
Right? Because this is the number one financial entertainment. Edutainment.
That's right.
Right. Now, edutainment.
I mean, yeah, because there's too much entertainment out there. I mean, just looking at this stuff is entertaining. So, y'all, and
fake
you know
news,
what Stephen hasn't told you now, I want to appreciate him because you know what? He takes time, sits down to produce the show, and he does a great job pulling up these topics. You know, I do research on my own, but he actually puts it in order. So, got to give it up to him. And, you know, he's a best-selling author, so you want to make sure and get his book.
Right.
Are you on Amazon?
It was Amazon bestseller. It's The Success Formula. It's with Jack Canfield. You can also go check out our website, figwealthpartners.com, and you can look for the link. You can get the link there from The Success Formula. But, yeah, Anthony, we believe in being our brother's keepers.
There you go.
And part of the, you know, I talk about Anthony all the time. Anthony graduated high school at 15, y'all. He's a brilliant database, skill set developer. But obviously, he's very, very versed in the areas of healthcare and also the economy.
Like yes.
I talk to Anthony about stuff in the economy. I call him Anthony Damas because he predicted the rise of Bitcoin.
Well, you know, when I start my segment today, I'm going to talk about this year. So you want to pay attention. If you don't have it, if you're planning on retiring this year or you have your money in the marketplace this year, you want to tune into this show. If you know somebody that's needs to listen in here, because I'm going to tell you, this is an election year.
Mm.
There's something happens election years that most people don't pay attention to.
That's right. That's right. So, folks, you're listening to Coffee and Cash Flow, and we typically, we give you the coffee that we hope will wake you up or make you think beyond what we're being told.
Yep.
You know, Anthony and I have been in this industry for a combined, I don't know, 40 years. And so we're very passionate about getting the information out and the truth out. And we're very excited to be a part of, you know, a great station like WRHI and some of the other stations out in the country that are now wanting to pick us up, Anthony.
Yes.
So, folks.
We're going national,
We're going national.
Syndicated.
So I want you guys to understand Coffee and Cash Flow is growing. We've got people who love the show, love what we're doing, and we're not afraid to tell you like it is, or TI is, as they used to say back in the early days when I was a little kid. Tell it like a TI is, you're right? And so we want to talk about this morning and wherever you're listening, it may be the afternoon, but we call it the morning cup, and my cup,
run it over.
Anthony, you know me, as I sit back and I try to figure out, you know, what is the topic of the show? Like, what is the morning cup's topic? And I think we got two of them today.
Yes,
I've never done a combined, but it looks like, you know, in the spirit of Joe Rogan and Whoopi Goldberg's apology series, I want to call this show I Spotagize.
Yeah.
And Whoopi, there it is. Y'all remember that old song, Whoops, There It Is? Whoopi, there it is.
There it is.
Cancel culture.
Yep.
Is a vulture. Anthony, if you guys are not aware of this, and folks who are listening to the show, if you can recall, and everybody, folks are like, what are you talking about? What's going on? Well, Joe Rogan, who hosts a major, major popular podcast on Spotify. This is why we call it the I Spotagize, right?
Spotagize. That's right.
You know, but it's almost something like, I don't know if you guys remember that old song by Anita Baker, I Apologize. I Spotagize, right? That's the new version. Maybe we'll get her to sing that for us, right? But Joe Rogan apparently apologizes to musicians Neil Young and Joni Mitchell, who had recently boycotted Spotify for continuing to host the Joe Rogan Experience, which has been accused by some, I'm going to say this again, Anthony, medical professionals of spreading COVID misinformation.
Yep. Oh, now, that, if we remember, that word, huh?
There's that word again, misinformation. Science, which is supposed to be able to be debated.
And you need to get both sides of science.
But anything.
And there's
that,
multiple sides, right?
There's multiple sides until 2020.
Right. Yeah, 2020 changed everything. You know what? Every word changed. You know, every definition of what we know has changed. So in 2020, I mean, everybody's eye got open. I really said 2020 was vision year.
Yeah. Anthony did say that. And that's like, if you got 2020 vision, you know what we're talking about. Right?
Exactly.
The Bible says, let he that has an ear hear.
Let him hear.
Right. Let him hear. Right. And we're saying the similar thing. So this word misinformation has been tossed to and fro, and it's become a lightning rod for folks who only see a coin with only the face and not the back.
Right? Okay.
So Joni Mitchell, who hasn't had a hit record since we had 8 tracks.
I didn't know who he was until this time.
Last time I heard Joni Mitchell was on a song by Q-Tip when the group, the Tribe Called Quest was talking. Joni Mitchell never lied, is what he said. Well, apparently she might have. I don't know. I'll just say that. But why is Joe apologizing, Anthony? What is he apologizing for?
You know, I'm glad you said that. Because, you know what the sad thing is today? Apologies don't, because here's the problem. Let me tell you, we're going to talk about that other apology, because we have to, before I get into my piece, tell us about that other apology, because somebody else apologized too.
Well, apparently, whoopee, there it is.
Whoops.
There it is. Has apologized for coming out and stating that the Holocaust, she cleared on the program. What is it? The View?
Yeah, that's her show.
That's her show that was not about race. And she said that it was not about race. It was about inhumanity or inhumane act on a folk or on a people.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, race, not race. Some people get into semantics. It was a wicked, evil act. Let's all agree on that. Right. But she has been sentenced for a 2-week sabbatical of go on timeout. And she has come out and apologized, and for what she said, I've asked her, the ABC News president, Kim Godwin, described Goldberg's comments about the Holocaust as wrong and hurtful while she has apologized. And she apologized again and again, by the way.
Yeah.
The entire ABC News organization says it stands in solidarity with our Jewish colleagues, friends, and families and communities. She said in an internal email, which was obtained by CNN, that decisions over disciplinary matters are never easy and that she appreciated Goldberg's apology, but words matter and we must be cognizant of the impacts our words have.
Okay. So let's address the white elephant in the room. Okay. No pun intended, because you know today that can be taken as racist
that
too.
Can
if
be
you
taken
didn't
as
know,
racist statement.
But let me say this: Whoopi's name, first and foremost, is Goldberg. You know why? You know what her real name is?
Because the word Goldberg, she is actually Jewish.
She's not.
Is she not Jewish?
No.
Educate me on this, because I understand that tends to be a Jewish last name.
That
Goldberg
is her stage name.
Oh.
Her real name is Karen, C-A-R-Y-N, Elaine Johnson. That's her real name.
So we got a Karen doing a Karen. Whoopi was Karen.
That's right. Whoopi was Karen. That's her real name.
Oh.
And I'm not sure if it's pronounced Karen because it's got a C, but I presume it's Karen.
It's Karen.
Okay, it's a Karen.
Mama call her Karen, we're going to call her Karen.
So her real name is Karen Elaine Johnson.
Wow.
She took on a stage name of Whoopi Goldberg to get more jobs. She felt in fact, her whole saying, if you read about her, her whole reason for taking on the Goldberg name is because she felt a solidarity with the Jewish people. Okay? So I'm not going to go any deeper than that.
Yeah.
But here's the deal. Okay? She got suspended for 2 weeks.
Yep.
Okay? Now, for similar comments, one of my other, another wrestler, name, I have to get her name here, but she got fired from Disney, who owns...
They own ESPN, they own...
Yep, and Disney, ABC.
Yeah. They own ESPN, all ABC, all those... Well,
there you go.
Just follow the money.
You know what? It's about money, but it's also, to me, it's lopsided, okay? Mm. If you are saying every week what the media wants you to say, you're praised as a king or queen.
You're not spreading misinformation.
You're not spreading misinformation. So if you're a misinformation potential spreader, they'll kick you out.
You get censored.
That you get censored. But you also, you know, and I was saying this about Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan did apologize. Mm-hmm. But let me tell you what's going on now. More people are coming out looking at all of his different podcasts, and they're actually trying to cancel Joe Rogan. Okay? This is the problem we have today, is that because Joe Rogan, and I think he does a very good job of bringing on fear. I think he's already fair. He didn't really have to apologize.
Well, this is the thing that I was trying to understand, Anthony. You bring up a great point about even Joe Rogan's apology. And we asked the question of why. So, you know, Joe Rogan is, he has a $100 million deal with Spotify, right?
Yep.
And what Joni Mitchell and Neil Young make is not even what? Even 20% of that, I would assume, is what they're getting. So apparently he says he would be open to changes to the show, such as booking more mainstream experts after having controversial ones and doing more research on certain topics. It's like they slapped his hand and said, Joe, we need you to do X, Y, Z. And I'm saying to myself, Joe, the mainstream media already has an audience. It's called ABC, CNN, and all these other main stations, Facebook. All these other places that will censor anything that is in opposition to the narrative.
And to the government's narrative. Let's be straight here. The government has taken over these media companies, okay? Including Facebook and all of these media companies. Here's the problem. And Joe, if you're listening and you need to listen to our show.
You need to listen, Joe.
Don't apologize.
Stop.
And I'm telling you, those of you out there, don't apologize. Because here's the problem. The problem is when people do, especially if they're in the right. See, like, for instance, you know, again, you know, Whoopi, she did. But I knew they weren't going to fire her.
No.
Okay? She makes some money, too. Okay? Mm-hmm. But here's the deal is. This culture today, I know that Joe Rogan has done a great balanced job. He brought on the doctor that created the mRNA. You couldn't get anybody else with 13 patents, okay, on your show. He had, and he even mentioned it. I watched the whole Twitter video he did. He brought on Dr. Gupta, Sanjay Gupta, and the other folks. And, you know, he tried to do it as balanced as he could. Mm-hmm. But again, this is what debate is about. In fact, people want a one-sided debate. Let me only hear what one side, which you, like you said just rightfully a minute ago, that's everywhere. You hear the same news every single place.
I wasn't going to touch on with this, but you know what? We need to.
We need to.
You know, because this also represents ownership.
Yes.
We own the show, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll talk a little bit more about the importance of ownership is really why we bring this up. But
And our views and our opinions are ours.
Are our own. Right? They're not the views of any station that's picked us up. These are our views. But, Anthony, you brought up something that I watched an article that they were chastising Joe Rogan, right, for his supposedly misinformation.
Yes.
The article said that the number one infectious expert was Dr. Fauci, right? It said that Joe brought on someone who was a specialist. You got to pay attention to words.
Yes.
I think this was CNN who wrote this article. I'm watching, or CNBC is who it was. And I'm reading the article and I said, it's the devil's in the details.
It is always.
You literally called a guy the infectious disease expert whose title is to prevent diseases.
Yes.
That's his job.
Mm-hmm.
The dude that they said was who has been banned. Now, listen to how they do this. Was banned from social media platforms because they accused this specialist who invented the mRNA technology as a specialist, Anthony. He's viewed as a specialist, and he's spreading misinformation.
I got to take a sip of coffee of that.
You can't make this stuff up. He was viewed as a specialist, but not the expert, even though he created the actual technology they use.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, that's the way our society after 2020. It doesn't matter what you specialize in.
No.
Okay? If you are a quote-unquote expert, then that's what. And you know why they're coming down on Joe? Because they feel that Joe has enough pull. See, if you have enough people's attention, then you become an expert. And that's what today's society is. We've gotten to the point where, and trust me, I have nothing wrong with people having degrees and certain things.
No.
You know, in our society, we have changed specialties. So now if you know how to do it, you know how to impress somebody with it, you become an expert.
Yep.
You know, it's like, you know, you can get on the radio, you don't know what you're talking about, but if you sound good, you got a good audience, you become an expert.
Become an expert.
Okay? And that's a problem.
And just to kind of, before we go to break, just picking back up on what Anthony's saying, there's been a lot of things that Joe has said on his podcast in regards to a particular medication. Right? This particular medication has been around 40 plus years, right? And they've started to ban it. We even saw an article, Anthony, that you shared that was in Japan talking about this very thing, showing antiviral applications being successful the very next day.
The very next day, 24 hours.
They came back.
Reuters came back.
And corrected.
And corrected the article.
But if you follow the money, Reuters is actually owned by, do the math on that and I'll let you guys figure that out. It's the same people who have gotten the vaccine out there.
Okay.
They did a correction. I personally know doctors that have treated patients with this eye medication.
We should read the title of the thing. You know,
do.
I don't mind.
Please.
I don't mind. In fact, here's what I'll do. When we come back, I'll give you the title so you can look it up.
Go look it up.
I'm not going to say it because I'm not going to say it just because you might think I'm promoting it. I'm just going to give you the titles. Okay?
So, folks, you're listening to Coffee and Cash Flow with Stephen and Anthony, and we want you to wake up and smell the coffee.
Yes, sir.
We'll be right back. We're back.
We're back.
They didn't turn us off yet, Anthony.
They ain't shut us off yet. FCC's looking at us.
They definitely are. We understand that. But what we're saying is, when we go back to the whoop, there it is, we're in the I apologize. What we're talking about, folks, is here's the challenge of all of this. Now, Whoopi came out and said, I said the Holocaust wasn't about race and was instead about a man's inhumanity to man. That was true, what she said. But it is a little bit more than that. So I agree with the folks that say it's a little bit more about Jews being a race of people. That's, of course, you know, what she said was not totally correct. But it is indeed about race because Hitler and the Nazis considered Jews to be an inferior race. She continued, now words matter and mine are no exception. I regret my comments, as I said. And I stand corrected. I also stand with the Jewish people as they know, and y'all know, because I've always done that. Well, we've always done that because we know your name really is Karen Johnson. Who changed your name to Whoopi. There it is, Goldberg.
And she know why.
So, folks have come to her defense. Some have stated, you know, they know Whoopi's history. And so, she's on timeout for 2 weeks, Anthony. Here's why I bring this up, and I want you to bring in that article you were talking about, because we were talking about this medicine with an eye that everybody is claiming is not, doesn't do this, and some ill-informed folks say, oh, that's horse dewormer. Folks, medication, let me give you a newsflash. This medications that they're talking about can be used on animals and humans. It's just different doses.
Let me tell them the article name.
Please.
So you in this I word. You know, it's like it's like this. You know, somebody said the N word.
Right. It's the new N word.
So let me read the article from Reuters. Okay. Mm. Reuters put on an article about 2 days ago. It says ivermectin
shows. That's the I, folks.
That's the I word. Shows antiviral effect against COVID, Japanese company says. Mm-hmm. Then yesterday, they came out with a correction. It says Reuters corrects report that ivermectin has antiviral effect against Omicron in humans. So again, it's really, again, this culture today. If it's working, if it's not working, again, you know, we understand this one thing. People will always take things to the next, especially those that aren't smart. They don't have much up there. So you remember when Trump said that, you know, and when they accused him of telling people to take disinfectants, mm-hmm. and people went out and got some bleach, and which is what he wasn't talking about.
Right, right.
But again, this is literally what people were doing. They were taking ivermectin, which, you know, there are different prescriptions for animals and for humans. Mm-hmm. So they were taking the animal dose because they may have had some sitting around the house. Maybe they got an animal and they were taking the animal dosage and probably dying off it or getting sick worse off of it.
That's right.
The problem is, and I guess I can understand what they mean by misinformation, is that, you know, unless it's given in a scope of, you know, you take this, because it's sad that we today have to break things down to an infantile level, right? Mm-hmm. Because that shouldn't be. Humans should think for themselves. Don't take that bleach. Don't.
That is great. I want you guys to really hear what Anthony just said. I think I want to interject for just a second.
Sure.
That's what's misinformation.
Yes.
When you're listening to somebody down the street who just told you something, who hasn't done any research themselves, right? Also, misinformation can just be listening to mainstream media.
Yes.
Right? But continue what you're saying, Anthony, because there are doctors, scientists, that speak contrary to the mainstream narrative, and they're called people that are doing misinformation.
Yeah, it is exactly so. And let me just address Whoopi for a minute. You know, Whoopi, again, there is this thought out there that if you don't look like something, you're not a race. Mm. Honestly, the problem with what she said, and I understood what she was trying to say. But at the end of the day, Jews are a race. Mm-hmm. Blacks are a race. Chinese. And race was invented to keep folks apart. Mm. This is the whole narrative. Everything that we have going on today is to divide and conquer. It's about power. It's about control.
Yep.
Okay? If we can keep people fighting amongst each other, I mean, because you take the Irish and you take the British. I mean, they're white. At least that's what, you know, again. Mm-hmm. But their race, they believe that they're persecuted. Mm-hmm. So, again, you know, when it comes down to these issues, it's very sensitive because, again, we're dealing in a society where we use race as a litmus for creating confusion. And that, to me, is the biggest problem today.
Well, that's a good point. Very well said. I mean, I think that, you know, as we discover more and hopefully we become open to hearing other sides of opinions.
Yes.
Because that's what's missing right now is only since 2020 has it been one way. You know, folks don't even realize that there's even a difference in, you know, the jabs that are out there than the ones that are FDA approved.
Oh, Lordy.
So that's a whole nother
And by the way, the FDA is slapping a warning. I sent you this article, too.
Oh, wow.
A warning on the current jabs.
Wow.
Did you see that when I sent you?
I hadn't seen that one.
Yes. So the FDA is now going to apply a warning label. Because, and let me pull it up real quick.
And you do realize that, and this is something that I'm going to say this, folks, and if you're easily offended, please turn the stage.
Exactly.
But there is something called the Nuremberg Code. I want you guys to look that up. Nuremberg Code that makes it illegal to mandate a particular experimental medication. Let's just put it that way.
Yes.
That's law, by the way. So this is not a conspiracy.
Nope.
We're just trying to give you informed. And here is what we're also saying. I am for anyone who wants to take, who wants to be, you know, vaccinated.
Yeah.
But I'm also for anyone who doesn't want to be.
That's right. We're for, for speech. We're for free speech.
Free speech and freedom of choice.
Freedom of
choice.
That's
what we're for.
Yes.
So not necessarily when someone says you're anti-vaxxer or you're no, I am anti-mandating.
There you go.
I'm anti-big government.
Yeah.
Right? It's about choice, which is what we're supposed to have. So good stuff, Anthony. You had something you wanted to say on that.
Yeah. So, so you know, again, this is the deal. I was talking about the vaccine. The FDA is now going to put a warning label on the vaccine because certain people under the age of 25 have been seen to get heart arrhythmia, heart problems.
It's called myocarditis.
I'm pericarditis. Sure. I didn't really read that
that's,
deep.
Those are the things that's been out there for a while. We've been trying to inform people about. But anyhow.
Yes. So
I'm
FDA is doing
right now.
Yeah. Everything that we've been saying for years now.
Years.
I guess years now because it's 2 years.
Years.
It's coming to fruition. Cloth mask. Don't worry. I mean, if you listen to Joe Rogan's
the Joe Rogan Experience, the podcast.
Well, if you listen to his apology, he actually talked about that in there. He says all the stuff that he's been saying for years that we've known about, like for instance, the mask, the cloth mask don't work, and all these other things. They're starting to come out with this stuff. I mean, it's really, like I said, it's
an amazing
it's inevitable
thing because, you know, the guy that they call the expert again wrote a thesis about how they didn't work years ago, but then told everybody we could wear them. And I've been looking at knowing that the crazy thing we would see, you're out in one of these big stores, and I'm not going to give anybody no free promo, but you know the big box stores that everybody goes to and shops at, and you'll watch somebody with this cloth mask. They'll take the cloth mask off, start messing with some food in their face and their hands, and then put the thing right back on their face.
Wow.
And I'm sitting there looking like you just defeated the whole purpose of having the thing on in the first place. Right? So, but I think, Anthony, I think that what we talk about is just we just want you guys to be able to make informed decisions.
Yep.
And so that you can think about it, whether you want to lean one way or the other. But the saddest thing I've seen since this pandemic came out was the separations of families and friends, and people won't even hang around each other. They won't spend time with each other because you're not vaccinated or you're it's just become, we've got to stop. I think the only way this pandemic ends, as I have said this before, turn off the TV. Because it's not going anywhere, folks. There's just going to be another variant that comes out every year after year after year.
Oh, I'm glad that you brought that up, too. Because John Hopkins just came out with a study that said lockdowns don't work. We've been saying that forever.
I did see that. They said it only has affected death by 0.02%.
Yep.
So it's not even 2%, it's less than 2/10 of 1%.
That's right.
So that's a whole nother story. I did see that. And that was this is an article. Anthony just pulled it up. It's the FDA ad warns about rare heart inflammation. Wow. Two Pfizer and Moderna COVID vaccines. This is from CNBC. What's the date on that, Anthony?
That was actually, let me see. I think that was yesterday.
Wow.
January 26th, actually.
That was last week, a week or so ago.
Yep.
So this is now out on one of the mainstream websites is now telling you about possible issues. I never understood how people would tell me that a trial medication is, there's no side effects or it's been proven to be effective when you've only trialed something for 2 months or 3 months or 4 months. You need years of actual study to be able to prove if something has side effects.
Absolutely.
Adverse effects. So when people say that, it's just like, okay, so you just... And I go back to this again, Anthony. I know there's a lot we could be talking about today, but this is really a hot topic. Here's the issue that I have with Neil Young and Joni Mitchell. Are they scientists? Are they doctors? So why are they upset about what Joe Rogan is saying? If he's bringing in experts.
Yes. Not him saying it.
Not him, but he's bringing in experts who are talking about alternative solutions, right?
Yep.
What makes these musicians who are mad, how are you talking against medical experts.
Again, as I mentioned, if you have an audience and it's in the millions, you feel you have power to say whatever you want to say, despite what the real specialists say. That's really all that is.
Well, folks, you're listening to Coffee and Cashflow. We're going to go into our retirement segment, as you people are probably listening. When are they going to start talking about money?
Exactly.
Well, again, the whole thing, to tie a ribbon around it, and this is the theme of this show, is about ownership. Mm-hmm. When you own your business, when you own your platform, when you own whatever it is you do, you're not beholden to someone else telling you what to do.
Bro, you're stumping all over what I'm going to be talking about today. So we just in the right spirit here today.
So I want to go into, because people ask me all the time, I am also National Social Security Certified Advisor, in addition to having a couple other designations and stuff. And so, Anthony, one of the things I wanted to talk about today was Social Security.
Because
people talk to me all the time about Social Security, and they don't really understand what it all means. And most people are aware of, I can collect Social Security at 62, or you can get it at, or people used to think, well, 65 is the full retirement age. And let me just let you understand that, yes, there are other issues or opportunities that where you may be able to collect Social Security earlier. If let's say someone dies and they have a young spouse, a young wife and a child under the age of 18, that child gets Social Security as well, right? Because that person. But in normal working situations, people look at 62 as that magical number. But here's part of the problem. And I'm actually on the Social Security, it's SSS.gov/benefit-retirement/ some other stuff. But this is Social Security's actual website. So I want to show you guys what this all means. So anyone who's listening to the show, the what we call full retirement. Full retirement means your benefit is not reduced.
Mm-hmm.
So at age 62, if you try to collect Social Security early, if you were born between the years, if you see this, Anthony, 1943 to 54, you could reduce your Social Security by 25% or more by asking, well, 25% by electing at age 62.
Yep.
Right? And so the full retirement age to collect your full entitled Social Security benefit is 66 if you're born between the years of 1943 and 54.
Yep.
So after that, what happens with Social Security is from 1955 until about 1960, what happens is it goes from 66 in 2 months, 66 in 4 months, 66 in 6 months, and 66 in 8 months, and so forth. But here again is what I want folks to pay attention to. Your benefit to collect the full amount, if you still collect it at age 62, is reduced. Look at someone born in 1958, Anthony, where your real benefit is 66 and 8 months, right?
Mm-hmm.
Look at that number. Your Social Security benefit, if you elected to select it at 62, would be reduced by 28.33%.
Yep.
That's a big reduction.
Yep.
Now, some people say, I don't care. I need the money because I'll just get cost of living adjustments and things of that nature. Well, guess what? The cost of living adjustment is not keeping up with inflation.
Mm.
So you're not actually making the money or getting the money that keeps up with the inflation, which is hurting your purchasing power.
Yep.
So you have to pay attention to that. So anyone born who's listening now, who's born at 1960 and later, today, we're going to say, Anthony, because we owe all this money and we don't know how long, and people are living longer and longer. So guess what that creates?
Yeah.
A problem for the Social Security to administer.
Yep.
So if you're born in 1960 and later, your full retirement age is 67.
Mm.
But if you collect Social Security at age 62, you have a 30% drop in income.
That's crazy.
Think about that, Anthony.
Yep.
30% drop in income for collecting your money earlier. And it also affects your spouse and everybody else in that space as well. So what we're telling you again, folks, is you got to have a plan. Your plan cannot depend on the media.
Or Uncle Sam.
Uncle Sam, right? Your plan better depend on you. You need to be self-sufficient and understand that these government products and these government sort of, it's not a handout because Social Security, you've earned it, but they're subject to change. Now,
absolutely.
For those who can wait, who've planned it right, if you wait, instead of collecting your Social Security at 67, and you collect it, let's say, at age 70. So watch this. So I'm going to go to another page. And this is talks about how delayed retirement affects your Social Security benefits. So if you multiply your full retirement benefit by 2, so if you go in, let's say you started at age 66 plus 2 months, it would be 100%, right? But every year, so I'm going to go down and show people what that would mean in terms of what your full retirement age would look like as you keep delaying it. So what this is basically showing you is that I'm going to go all the way down to age 70 here. And at age 70, it's 130.7% greater by delaying your retirement benefit. That's amazing. Yep. So there's what they call earned retirement credits every year after age. If you're born 1960 or later, that your Social Security essentially grows by 8% per year until age 70. So there may be a reason why you should wait to collect your Social Security.
Yep.
So, Anthony, if you guys have any questions, we got to get a toll-free number. I thought about that, Anthony, because we got people now going to be calling us across the country. But right now, folks, you can call us. Everybody has cell phones now, so they don't charge you for, you know, to dial another area code like they used to. But if you want to reach us and learn more, you can reach us at 980-216-8487. I'm going to say that again. It's 216. I know people are like, he's talking too quickly. It's 980-216-8487. Again, that's 980-216-8487. Ask for Stephen or Anthony or both. And let us show you how you can delay Social Security or let us allow that to figure into your income, planning your income, because it's extremely important to understand how this whole thing works. And you can also go to figwealthpartners.com to schedule an appointment. Fig Wealth Partners. Anthony, last thing I do want to say, and I do need to bring this up. We're going to start doing some giveaways for folks. The first 10 callers that call and schedule an appointment,
okay,
whether it's virtually or in person, we will be giving away. There's a movie that we're going to be purchasing, Anthony.
Okay.
That talks about retirement planning and why that movie is so important, because it says a lot of the same things we already say.
Yep.
But it's a big time movie produced by Nobel Peace Prize winning folks. It's really, really a fabulous movie.
Mm.
And so what we're going to do is we're going to start giving those movies away, you know, those 10 callers that call us. So be on the lookout, folks, if you're calling across the country, figwealthpartners.com in case you missed the phone number. But that's it for me and your retirement, your coffee break. And now we want to get into what I've been waiting to hear. I want to hear what he got to say, y'all. More Coffee, Please with Anthony, which talks about healthcare and how that affects and impacts your retirement.
Well, you know, I'm not going to talk too much about healthcare today. I think we did that with the
right. We did actually
earlier. But let me talk about something that I think most people, if you're sitting out there and you're getting ready to retire, or you're already retired, I want to give you just a warning. I'm not an expert. I'm not an expert trader. I'm not a licensed
bond or no commodities trader. What do they call
commodities trader or anything right. like that? But let me just tell you what I see in the charts. I'm going to tell you every election year, there is some dip in the market.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what Stephen was talking about, ownership, you know, ownership, when you are and you have ownership of your money, one of the things that we provide is we show you how to own your retirement.
Yep.
Control it. You know, here's the key is, wouldn't you like to retire with a guaranteed number to know that 10 years from now, 20 years from now, whether you outlive, you know, the money that you have in there. We talked about this the last time. You know, you think you have $1 million sitting in your account. That's enough. But by the time you calculate how long you live, by the time you spend, because see, one of the things that the habits of human is that as you get older, you want to do things. You want to do more things. You have nothing else to do. You're not going to work.
Right.
So you want to travel. You want to have leisure time. So you spend more. Mm-hmm. But not only that, your health, if I were to bring up health, yeah,
yeah.
is degrading. Right. So here's the key that I think Stephen and I wanted to talk to you about today. Is ownership of your retirement.
Mm.
I was just looking at some stocks, and there are some stocks that today PayPal, if you haven't been paying attention, PayPal, pretty much their stocks are crashing because they haven't reached expectations. Mm. And so, you know, again, there's a number of payment systems coming out. The government just announced they are getting ready to do their digital currency. Mm-hmm. So those of you who haven't been paying attention to cryptocurrency and those other things, there is a lot of changes coming. And part of that change was initiated because of 2020. Hey, you know, we talk about vision, but here's the problem. 2020.
Is that thing we want to talk about this, and that's some good coffee that we talked about. We were teasing them about a fully digital U.S. dollar.
Oh, yes. Oh,
okay.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
You know what? Let me tell you something. What you experience right now with the COVID is just a test.
Mm.
You know that message using?
This is just a test. Emergency broadcast system.
This is the emergency money broadcasting system.
That's right.
Let me tell you something. If you don't have control of where your money is, who is investing it, how is it being invested, right now your investment plan, whoever you're with, your retirement plan, whoever your 401k plan is, they're making money whether you win or you lose. So why not be in a position to learn how to win? That's the one thing that we want to enable people to do.
Learn how to win. Great stuff.
And so how do you win? Well, first you have to have control. Mm-hmm. You need at a certain point in your life, you need a certain guarantee that this is what it's going to be. You want a contract that says, because let me put it this way, you could put $1 million in the bank. The bank cannot guarantee how much money you're going to have when you retire, because their job is to use your money as much as they can and give you fractions. That's their job.
So you mean to tell me my banker is not my friend?
Your banker is not your friend. To all my bankers out there, you guys did a good job. Don't worry about it. I've accumulated my money, but you know what? I need my money to last. And so we want you to really get with us, because we want to show you how to make your money last.
And you know what's funny that you bring that up, Anthony? Some of these banks will charge you if you don't keep enough money in the account, a certain amount of money every month.
Oh, yes.
One of these banks charges $10 a month if you don't keep $500 or $1,000 in that account.
Yes.
And guess what? Think about the customers. Mm-hmm. I want you guys to pay attention to this. Think about the amount of customers who are living paycheck to paycheck.
Yep.
Right? And think about that in terms of millions. So if I give you 10 million customers that I'm charging $10 a month because you don't keep a certain amount of money, I just made $100 million.
Yep. That is the truth. And so, again, you want to have control. You want to do some self-directed things. I say have some diversity. Mm. Don't keep all your funds in one particular account. Yep. You want.
Look at what the Dow is that happened the other day. The Dow, that's what I was showing you.
Oh, yeah.
The Dow is down 353.53.
Oh, we haven't seen the last of it. You know, we talk about all of this stuff that's going on. Yeah.
Wow.
We talk about this stuff that's going on even in Ukraine. Again, in an election year, what do parties do? We go into a war. We go into a conflict. And guess what? The economy takes a hit.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, really want you to pay attention. Now, we're not trying to create chaos. We're not trying to create a situation where you have what we're telling you is the truth. You look back at every election year, every election season, there are problems with the markets. Mm. And so you don't want to lose 20-30%. Right now, the markets actually, it's very high. And in fact, it's probably one of the highest markets we've had, in a long time. And the problem with that is there's a bubble that's going to burst at some point in time.
Had a great conversation with someone talking about the real estate market, that in certain markets, it's inflated, overly inflated.
Yes.
And they're expecting another correction similar to 2008.
Yes, it is. It's coming very soon. So what we're saying is don't heed what we're saying. Just look at the market yourself. Just understand that you need to take control, because your financial advisor is not going to warn you, because he's going to make money regardless of if you win or lose.
Anthony, that's a great point. I love what you're saying. And I didn't know if you were finished.
I'm done.
That is a great stuff. More coffee, please, with Anthony. And I think we will start having like maybe a market moment or something, we'll call it. We'll just kind of give you a simple market report of what the markets are doing. But the Dow is down 400 points.
400 points, wow.
The S&P is down 84 points. NASDAQ is also down 400-plus points. So the Dow is down 353 points, I should say. And that, so all of these markets are down. And here's what we're saying to you folks. We're not advocating that you not be in the market.
Yep.
But what we're trying to tell you is that
Put
some of that money away into something that's safe, has guarantees, still has an opportunity to rise. So you have to understand how all of these things work because, yes, as Anthony just stated, your financial advisor, who's only a fee-only planner, is only into this business so that he or she is charging you assets under management fee. That may not always be in your best interest. And so you have to have a holistic planner that can do maybe a combination of both, but also understands how to position your money so that if the market does tank, think about it this way, Anthony, and I'll leave it at this before we go to commercial. As we get closer to retiring, right, there needs to be a shift in our mindset.
Yes.
Right? We talk about the rule of 100. The rule of 100 states that based on the rule of 100 and your age, that's where your risk could be. So if you're 60, that means only 40% of your money should be in something volatile.
That's right.
That's a not the rule for everyone, but it is a rule that people think. People also have a rule of the 4% withdrawal rule. If your money is losing money, you can't keep taking 4% from that money every year before that money will run out. So think about that. So if your money is in a vehicle that can go up and down like a roller coaster ride, then you need to make sure that not all of your nest egg is in that place. That's why it's important to have people like myself and Anthony who can help guide you through that, or our team that can help guide
you. Let me ask you about that 4%. Mm-hmm. So that 4% came up because of inflation.
Mm-hmm.
But inflation at 7%.
You're in the hole.
You're in the hole.
Because your same money is not, that's a great point. So your same income is not reflective of your current living style.
That's right.
So if someone is looking at taking out 4%, if you guys don't understand this, and someone tells you, okay, well, you want to take out, for an easy number's sake, you want to live off of, let's say, $50,000 a year. Mm-hmm. You have to divide that by 4% over 12 months, and you'll get a certain number. Is that comfortable enough for you to live off of with everything else rising?
Yeah.
Gas, food, everything.
If you can get food, right? Bear
bells. If you can get bear.
Bear shells dying.
So if you can even get food. So, folks, this is why we're saying, I always do, when we do presentations, we talk about the three P's of retirement planning, right? Or income planning, really. And that is, you know, obviously you have to have a plan, right? You have to have a plan. You have to have it in place to go somewhere. But the other one is positioning.
Yep.
We always talk about positioning. How is your money positioned? Because most people that are dealing with people who are wealth accumulating guys or planners, but they're not distribution planners.
That's right.
That's what makes us uniquely different. We're retirement distribution planners who also like for your money to accumulate. Don't get me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
We're not just saying take your money and just say, okay, just get the guarantee with no upside. No, we're saying take that money, protect that principal. Let's see it get an opportunity to rise. So, again, give us a call, 980-216-8487. We're going to take a quick commercial break, come back with Sports Bucks and What's in Your Cup, and then we're going to take the mothership and take it on out of here, Anthony. So you're listening to Coffee and Cash Flow with Stephen.
And Anthony.
We will be right back. And we're back.
We are back.
Anthony, you brought up a great question in terms of the 4% rule, because that used to be a big rule that financial folks would tell you. Oh, you should only take out 4% of your money and you can live off of that 4%. But what they don't tell you is, well, how long will that taking that 4% last if inflation and markets keep correcting themselves?
Yep.
So then you got to have another plan. And don't let Washington get involved, right? Because if Washington gets involved,
Washington wants their piece too.
They want their piece. So because they don't even tell you, Anthony, which is funny. They don't even tell you about, you know, what that means, right?
No.
What that means. So if you take a $50,000 times 4%, it's $2,000.
Mm-hmm. Right? $2,000 a month.
Come on now. I guess if they're saying it just depends on the number. So if you're saying $50,000 and I divide that by, let's say, 12, it'll be a little bit more than that, about $4,166, which would be 4% of whatever your portfolio might be that year. But if your portfolio is only $100,000, how are you taking out 4% of that every year? You're going to run out of money.
You're going to run out of money very quick. In fact, I was going to ask you, you know, let's just say you need $50,000 to survive per year, right?
Right.
In 10 years, that's what, $500,000?
You don't have it no more.
You don't have it
no more. You don't have it no more. And that's what we're talking about, folks. Oh, and guess what? We didn't mention Uncle Sam wants his piece.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Uncle Sam and Social Security, by the way. Social Security, once again, Uncle Sam says, in order for your money to be not taxable, you have to make a certain amount of money. And that money, if you're a couple, is $44,000.
Mm-hmm.
Which they, guess what they take into consideration? Half of your Social Security benefit.
Exactly.
And all your other money you got coming in.
That's crazy.
So they're telling you, we're going to get you coming in, we're going to get you going out.
So not only that, you need to have asset protection so that the government doesn't get more than they need to. See, there's nothing wrong. You know, the sad thing with our society is that we teach, you know, people don't understand the difference between tax avoidance and tax,
tax evasion.
Tax evasion.
Yeah, right,
there is
right.
a difference between tax avoidance and tax evasion.
Mm-hmm.
Tax avoidance, you don't have to pay as much as you think you do if you have the right write-offs.
That's right.
This is why people get upset with the Donald Trumps and the big guys, because they're like, oh, my God, they don't pay as much taxes. Well, guess what? They're under the same laws that you are, and you have the same opportunities.
Didn't you just mention somebody else didn't pay taxes early in the show? I was trying to remember who you said didn't pay taxes. Who was that we were talking about early in the show? It was somebody who, like, maybe it was something to do with either the podcast. I don't know if it was Joe Rogan. I think it was someone else who hadn't paid taxes. Didn't pay taxes this year, or didn't, you know, or paid very little to no taxes. I don't remember who that is, but the bottom line is, folks, is that these people have planners that help them show how to pay less taxes or hardly no taxes, and it's completely legal.
Yes.
The question that nobody ever asked when President Trump would say, well, people were like, show us your tax returns, right? And he would say, well, you know, it really ain't your business. But he would, but he'd be like, you know, have to play it cool, you know. And but he would say, the question really is, you should be asking me is, how am I doing this?
That's it.
So he didn't understand.
That's the real question.
That's the real question. But, you know, President Trump not being really a politician, he almost messed up the situation. Like, hey, time out. Say that. You can't be saying that, man. You're giving away. Hey, we got to get him out of here.
Well, he don't want to give away all the secrets of the juice, right?
He might tell you where the bones is buried. They're like, hey,
exactly.
We got to get him out of here, right? So he was letting the little man into too many secrets that we are not supposed to know about. So,
exactly.
But Anthony, I'll you know, as we get to the last, you know, 5 or 6 minutes of our show, which is just seems to fly by. Man,
oh, it does.
It's amazing how fast.
I definitely want to get into this, and we're probably going to get into it some more next week too.
Yeah, we have to. But I wanted to go into a segment that I call, as everybody is aware of, called Sports Bucks. There is huge news going on right now in the National Football League.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have, this is a show onto itself, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Brian Flores, who was recently fired by the Miami Dolphins after having back-to-back winning seasons, by the way, and coming from the school of, everybody knows, he's a Bill Belichick disciple, so to speak, came from that coaching tree of Bill Belichick. Brian Flores has, you know, his family is, I guess, immigrants from Honduras, and he grew up in Brooklyn. You know, and he talks about 70% of the players in the NFL are black, but the ownership does not represent that. And in most executive and management levels, does not represent the players. And there's a real problem in the hiring process. So I won't go into all the details today because it's something that we have to talk about probably again next week. But he has filed a lawsuit against the NFL, the New York Giants, the Miami Dolphins, and the Denver Broncos. One of the biggest things he talks about is that the literally the New York Giants, which he grew up in New York. He would love the opportunity to be a coach for them. But they went and hired a guy by Brian Daboll, who's an offensive coordinator for the Buffalo Bills. But here's the thing. Bill Belichick sent the text message to him while he's about to go interview with the New York Giants. Well, guess what, Anthony? The text message was congratulating Brian Daboll, his Caucasian brethren, who had already gotten the job that he was going to interview for.
Mm.
Because the Rooney Rule, they basically have to have a minority candidate interview, but it's sham. Because these owners are hiring who they like and who they are used to being around, right? So there's a huge lawsuit. He even accuses that the Miami Dolphins owner, Stephen Ross, of tanking and offering him $100,000 to lose games. This thing, Anthony, is getting ready to pull back the curtains on the National Football League and bring a real, real light to what's really going on with some of these games. We're going to talk a little bit more about this probably next week, but it is a big time thing. But it goes back to the key word we talk about, Anthony. If you want a seat at the table, you have to have a seat at the table,
mm-hmm.
right? There's no ownership of minorities in the National Football League outside of Mr. Shah, who is of Indian descent.
Mm-hmm.
There are no black owners in the NFL, right? But there are 70% players. You can complain, we can get upset, but at the end of the day, ownership, have your own.
Well, again, it's one of those things. We live in a free country. And if y'all NFL players want to own something, you have to put your money together. And that's the problem. You know, one of the things Michael Jackson did was Michael Jackson bought all of his rights to his music.
That's right.
So did Prince. Yeah. You know, Prince bought all of his. See, when you start putting, to me, a lot of times people complain. Complain does nothing.
Mm.
Okay? Yes, it brings attention to it. But at the end of the day, when you could do something about it, do something about it. Stop complaining, but start taking action. The key is that if you guys really think about it, put your money together. Mm. Okay? All of you are making millions of dollars. Instead of spending it on the girls and the booze and all the other stuff.
I won't do it, though.
But that's the problem.
We can't come together to make that situation happen.
Let's come together.
Which is the biggest mystery of it all.
That's it.
What is that? Because we have the talent. We have the brains.
And you got the people. If you're telling me that 70% of the people in the NFL are black athletes, and these guys are getting paid millions of dollars, then you shouldn't have any excuse. What about the NBA?
Mm-hmm.
These guys are getting
ownership.
Millions.
Yeah, and there are a few owners but it's still not the same.
But I'm just saying, if you got that large percentage, the money is there.
Well, Jay-Z was supposed to be involved in the NFL, but apparently he was just there to be the token representative to just get to appease people. I knew when they start talking about we're going to put Black Lives Matter and all this other stuff.
That's all a bunch of baloney.
It's baloney. You're just putting that up to just show.
It's about money at the end of the day.
It's about money.
Okay, who's paying? If 70% of the athletes are black, then who's paying? Who's paying to a lot of people? Yeah, I agree.
Well, folks, the last thing I want to do is we're going to go into real quickly about what's in your cup. And this is, once again, cancel culture striking his ugly head. Anthony, listen to this. A transgender activist says men have no right to refuse to date men who think they are women.
Huh?
This was on Tucker Carlson's show. A transgender activist says men have no right to refuse to date men who think they are women. Okay. I want you to understand how...
I'm confused already.
So a man has no right to choose to not date a man who now says he is a woman. To anyone who thinks this way and to the cancel culture, what's in your cup? Listen, folks, you're listening to Coffee and Cash Flow.
I can tell you what's in their cup, but...
We're going to just tell you, listen, folks, we have enjoyed ourselves today. We want you to have a blessed, safe week. And, Anthony, you got anything else? Because we got to get out of here.
Yeah, I got a cryptocurrency call coming up here pretty soon. So you want to call the office.
Okay.
We're going to have some education going on.
We'll see you next week, folks.
Bye-bye.